Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a really close look at an organization that, well, it really shows how faith-based groups are evolving. It's Gospel Life Ministries, Inc. You know, when we first started digging into the sources, we kind of expected maybe a standard religious nonprofit profile. But what we actually found was something, frankly, much more interesting.
Yeah, it's an organization that's fully embraced modern tech. They built this whole integrated digital world around themselves.
Right. It's not just a Sunday service situation. It's this hub for spiritual stuff, community work, and this is the surprising part, a really solid e-commerce business.
So our mission today is basically to unpack this hybrid for you. How does Gospel Life Ministries actually pull this off, blending, you know, traditional faith with very modern digital tools and even consumer trends?
We need to look at the whole picture, their
yeah.
core ideas, the leadership style, how they keep the lights on financially speaking, and that digital footprint.
Exactly. Let's start with the foundation, maybe. Their guiding principle. It's right there on the homepage, and it seems to capture their whole approach.
Ah, yes. The quote. It's quite memorable.
It is. It says, "Let us embrace one another in essentials unity, in non-essentials freedom, and in all things love." From an organizational standpoint, that's actually quite clever.
It does seem designed to bring a lot of different people under one roof, doesn't it? Why is that specific framing separating essentials and non-essentials so important for them, do you think?
Well, it helps manage potential disagreements, right? By saying, okay, these are the core things we all agree on. They create unity there.
And then freedom everywhere else.
Pretty much. Freedom on the non-essentials. This lets them channel their energy into community building and their digital work, instead of, you know, getting bogged down in endless debates about smaller points.
Makes sense. And this focus on doing things, on action, seems echoed by the leadership, too. Pastor Charlie's message is very direct.
Very. The call is to be obedient and be bold. It's not passive. It's a direct command, almost. It tells you, the listener, get involved, take action.
And you really have to get involved because their digital setup demands it. It's not just a casual add-on.
No, not at all. The commitment level is high.
I mean, think about it. Services 3 times a week, Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday, all run through Zoom. That's a huge operational lift.
It really is. It guarantees continuous connection for what they call the Gospel Life family, and it makes their mobile app absolutely critical to the whole system.
Right, the app and the website too. They seem like the real engine room here.
Definitely. They serve two main purposes, really. First, they're the archive. You can watch sermons whenever, catch up on studies. It turns traditional content into something you can consume on your own schedule, almost like Netflix.
Binge watching sermons, huh?
Sort of. But the second function is maybe even more revealing about their strategy, the community connection. Specifically, the chat rooms.
Ah, tell us about those.
Well, they have general chat rooms for the whole family, dedicated ones for smaller home groups. But here's the interesting bit. They let users start their own private chat rooms with family, friends, whoever.
Okay, that's a key detail. It's not just top-down communication.
Exactly. It fosters peer-to-peer connections. It empowers the members to build their own networks within the larger structure, which really supports that family idea, without the ministry needing to control everything.
And it's not just community chat, is it? The pastor's blog content seems quite substantial, looking at the topics from just August and September 2025.
Yeah, the range is impressive. Not just simple devotionals. We're talking quite deep theological and historical stuff.
Like what?
Well, there's Orthodox understanding of a Holy Spirit, a piece on the Didache, you know, that very early Christian text, then Ayin Tova, and even tackling end times themes with the Last Rebellion.
Wow. So complex topics.
Wow.
But then how does that sit alongside selling, you know, foam clogs and fanny packs? Is that sophisticated content risk putting off people who are just looking for a simple community?
That's a great question. I think it suggests they're trying to cultivate a specific kind of member. Someone who is both spiritually engaged and intellectually curious. They want people who aren't afraid of challenging material.
So the deep content feeds the mind, and the merchandise, well, we'll get to that, funds the practical work.
Precisely. It caters to the whole person, the intellectual side and the practical community action side.
Okay, but running all this, the constant Zoom sessions, the app, the blog, the chat rooms that requires serious funding, how do they actually pay for everything?
Right. That brings us neatly to the business aspect. Their model relies heavily on what they call monthly partners.
Monthly partners.
And they frame this partnership in very specific language. It's described as the intentional sowing and watering of seeds to ensure a fruitful harvest.
That's quite poetic for recurring revenue.
It is, but it's also smart, isn't it? It emphasizes consistency and growth. It gives them that predictable income stream they need to plan and operate confidently rather than just hoping for good Sunday collections.
And there's a very clear link between this partnership idea, or at least the money coming in, and where it goes out, right? Especially with the online store.
Absolutely. They are explicit. All profits from their online store go directly to their Gospel Life outreach programs. Full stop.
That creates a really transparent loop for anyone buying something. You know exactly what your purchase supports.
And they name the programs, too. It's not vague. The sources list three specific initiatives funded by the store profits. Backpack Mana.
Which was also a recent blog topic, I noticed.
Good catch, yes. Then there's Meals on Wheels, focused on food, mobility support, and homeless solutions. Every cent of profit from the store goes to those.
It ties consumption directly to charity. And making that consumption easy seems key, too. The payment options.
Oh, yeah, they've got that completely sorted. It looks like a standard professional e-commerce setup. They take pretty much everything. American Express, Apple Pay, Google Pay, Diners Club, Discover, MasterCard, PayPal, ShopPay, Visa. Basically, if you have a common way to pay online, they accept it. It shows they're serious about the retail side being smooth and accessible.
Okay, so now, let's get into the merchandise itself, because this, for me, was maybe the most eye-opening part of the sources. We're not talking about, you know, dusty hymn books here.
Definitely not. The product list is where the fusion of faith and modern life really comes alive.
The specific items they sell to fund Backpack Mana and the other programs, it reveals a very conscious strategy, doesn't it?
It really does. They're positioning these items not just as religious symbols, but as, well, functional, even fashionable, everyday things.
Right. So let's break it down. You've got some fairly traditional items, sure. Things like the Christian Accent coffee mug starts around $10.43. Good for, as they say, inspirational decor.
Mm-hmm. Or the Christian bumper stickers, $7.87. These are the entry-level, low-cost items, easy ways to show support.
But then it shifts quite dramatically. They sell colorful cross-design EVA foam shoes, basically clogs.
Right. And note the description, trendy, lightweight outdoor clogs. They cost $21.47. They're putting faith-branded footwear squarely into the casual, comfortable, modern fashion space. Think Crocs, but with a cross design.
Exactly. They're tapping into an existing trend. And the visibility push continues with the accessories, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. There's the Gospel Life embroidered bucket hat for $30.50.
Mm-hmm.
And then the star of the show, perhaps, the cross-graphic fanny pack.
Which they cleverly call multiple things. A stylish cross bag, sure, but also a festival accessory. That one's $39.28.
That festival accessory label is brilliant strategically. It takes the ministry's brand and inserts it directly into very visible public social settings.
Yeah.
Concerts, parks, outdoor events.
So you're not just buying a bag, you're buying a statement piece for public display.
Exactly. A visible declaration of your faith and your support for their charities, designed for leisure time. And they round it all out with smaller, sticky items. Die-cut stickers using DTF printing, starting from $8.05. And faith-inspired die-cut magnets for $9.27, labeled spiritual reminders.
It feels like a tiered strategy. Cheap stuff for home, mid-range comfy shoes, and then the more visible, higher-priced accessories for going out.
That's a good way to put it. And the key takeaway here is that the merchandise isn't just about raising money. It's a tool. It turns the buyer into a walking billboard for the ministry.
A billboard whose advertising revenue goes straight to feeding people and housing solutions.
Precisely. It's this incredibly neat closed loop. Consumption directly fuels the charitable mission.
So if we zoom out, Gospel Life Ministries, Inc. really stands out as this contemporary hybrid organization. It's a faith group, yes, but one that's absolutely maximizing its reach using every modern tool available.
Right. Real-time connection via Zoom, an app for content and community building, chat rooms for that peer-to-peer network.
And it's all underpinned by that professional e-commerce operation, the one that creates that transparent funding cycle. Buying anything from a sticker to that festival accessory fanny pack directly helps Backpack Mana, Meals on Wheels, or Homeless Solutions.
The whole system feels remarkably self-sustaining because the mission and the method of funding it are so tightly interwoven.
Which leaves us with a pretty interesting question for you, the listener, to chew on.
Yeah, think about this. When you blend a traditional mission, like faith outreach, with modern consumer tech and retail, does making support so tangible, so visible, like carrying that cross-graphic fanny pack, actually make the intangible goal of community support more accessible? more relatable, and maybe ultimately more sustainable.
And beyond faith groups, what other kinds of mission-driven organizations could maybe learn from integrating their purpose so tightly with digital platforms and commerce?
Something to consider.
Definitely food for thought. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.